To my most dearly loved friend, Henry Reynolds, Esquire, of Poets and Poesy by Michael Drayton. My dearly loved friend, how oft have we, in winter evenings meaning to be free, to some well-chosen place used to retire, and there with moderate meat and wine and fire, have passed the hours contentedly with chat, now talk of this and then discoursed of that, spoke our own verses twixt ourselves, if not other men's lines, which we by chance had got, or some stage pieces famous long before, of which your happy memory had store. And I remember you much pleased were of those who lived long ago to hear, as well as of those of these latter times, who have enriched our language with their rhymes, and in succession how still up they grew, which is the subject which I now pursue. For from my cradle you must know that I was still inclined to noble poesy, and when that once Puriles I had read, and newly had my Cato construed, and in my small self I greatly marvelled then, amongst all other, what strange kind of men these poets were. And pleased with the name, to my mild tutor merrily I came, for I was then a proper goodly page, much like a pygmy scarce 10 years of age, clasping my slender arms about his thigh. O dear master, can